Country 102.5, Boston's hottest country, and saying a big good morning to Brett Eldridge.
Brett, how you doing?
I am fantastic. I am going to tell you right now, I can't say this to everybody, but you're my favorite.
Yeah. You already started my morning off perfect.
I know, right? I figured start with flattery, you know?
Yeah. Now knock me down. Now tear me apart.
I don't want to tear you apart. I want to say this. You went from being Mr. like silly guy on social media to this man of mystery.
Oh, man. You know, that's not what I've been going for. I was not trying to be mysterious, but I'm really just, living my life a little more, honestly. I've always spent every minute on social media and looking at my phone and everything, and I started to feel unhealthy, that I really felt. As I figured that I still wouldn't be in contact with my fans, but also live my life a lot more and make music in a deeper level. And so I got a flip phone that I'm talking to you on right now. I got a Polaroid camera that I take Polaroids on and have those posted on social media and write the captions out and send them to my management, and just kind of disconnected from everything so I could get in a great mind space, and it's been incredible. Yeah, I guess you could call it mystery, whatever you want to call it. I just, more of a mystery of just living life, I guess.
The flip phone challenge for you, is that like a start of the year kind of thing that has just kind of taken over? How has that like really changed your life in a way?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I mean, how addicted you can become to a smartphone. I guess we kind of all are in some ways, but I used to wake up and do a thing to my phone every morning to my fans and everything, and I would realize how much time and creative energy I was taking, and as much as I love to do it for my fans, it was taking a lot out of me to where then I didn't have anything left when I was going to write music and live life and all that. And, you know, I just need to change my relationship with being out from the moment you get up to the moment you go to bed. And I was like, I just got to make a drastic change. And it really did change kind of my whole outlook on life and connecting with people and friends and everything and family and music. I went to Europe and Australia and I got the smartphone back so I didn't get lost. And then the guy was like, I got to go back to the flip. And here I am talking to you on the flip, looking pretty cool, like 1997.
Do you find that the change of lifestyle has maybe changed the writing process for you?
By far. I mean, I think everyone will hear it in my next album. It's a much deeper level of connection with life and with music. And I mean, I've always considered myself an old soul, a deep soul in some ways, but this is so much deeper because you have time to think. It's like, I can't tell you how, and it's built to do this, but for a smartphone or whatever, how many times when you just have downtime, instead of just sitting there and thinking and just feeling and being, you just flip on your phone and numb yourself, you know?
Right.
Like random stuff of like here's another dog video or whatever, you know?
There's nothing wrong with dog videos.
Yeah, I agree. Not that there's anything wrong with that. That's funny. I mean, I was just at the dog park, but I just eventually got to the point where I was like, I gotta make this change. I'm full in it, and this music is definitely a whole deeper level, and I'm living life to a deeper level in that way, and I think that it's definitely changed me.
Well, I love all of that, because, I mean, if you're happy, that makes me happy, and I'm sure you're thrilled that Love Someone hit number one.
Yeah, you know, anytime you can get one of those, I mean, it's pretty crazy. I mean, I remember having a song, I was excited about getting the top 40, you know, or top 100 even.
Right.
But now, you know, that happens several times now. That'll never get old, and, you know, you can only hope that happens more, but at the same time, I love hearing people sing the songs back in the crowds, whether it's a number one or number seven on the album, you know. But it's special when that happens and people connect in that way. Continue my confidence and motivation to create something extra special on this next album. So that's what I'm doing now, and life couldn't be better.
So I know that you're on the road, and we're getting you here for a couple dates in just a couple weeks. You're going to be at Cape Cod in the Melody Tent on August 9th, and then you're going to be at the Music Circus in Cohasset on the 10th, which I'm going to that show. I can't wait to see you again. And obviously, we're all going to be singing along to those songs. How has this tour and all these shows this summer been for you?
Really good. You know, summer tour is like going out for summer camp. You know, that's what it feels like. You got all your bags packed and all your bandmates that you goof off with on the buses and, you know, play games and wiffle ball and all different dodgeball out in the road. We do all sorts of crazy stuff. And then we get the rare occurrence of getting to go up on stage every night for an hour and a half and perform to a bunch of people that are excited and waited all week to get there. And we feel the same way. It's just there's something magic about summer. So I'm excited to come see you guys. And I've been up that way, you know, a lot of times. And it's one of my favorite places in the country. So I'm ready to come back.
Well, from what I've seen from some of those Polaroids, you're a big fishing kind of guy. And we've got plenty of spots around here for you to go ahead and get some good fishing in.
I'm all about that. Anybody wants to take me out fishing, I'm ready.
Sounds good. Well, Brett, thank you so much for a few minutes. Totally looking forward to seeing you in Cohasset. And obviously looking forward to that new album that hopefully will be out soon.
See, I don't know when it's going to be done, but I'm very heavily into writing it right now, so we'll definitely working my butt off for it.
Love hearing that. And Brett, enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you on the Cape. We'll see you in Cohasset coming up in just a couple weeks.
Yes, we'll see you soon.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.